Mi chia mo afura kanu afurait kaitnut. Ine ye ma'a keru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all afura kanu afurait kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a keru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehem pata akan. We have previously asked and answered the question, what does it mean to be Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit? However, we must further detail the answer to the related question. Who is Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit? Who is African, black? Who is Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit? And who is not? Many of our people, even those who claim to be quote-unquote conscious and Afrocentric or African-centered, continue to enslave their spirits with false notions of identity. They therefore foolishly seek to include non-Afurakani, non-Afurait Kaitnit individuals and groups as part of the quote-unquote African or black family. White Arabs, white quote-unquote East Indians from India, and white Pakistanis, white Hispanics, including white Puerto Ricans, white Mexicans, white Cubans, white Brazilians, and other white quote-unquote Latinos, as well as white so-called quote-unquote Native Americans, white Asians, including Chinese, Koreans, Japanese, and all of the others. None of these individuals are Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. They are not our brothers and sisters. Many of us have a deeply seated disdain for our true identity and continue to worship the genetic mutation of albinism and various forms of vitiligo. Many of us therefore desire to include light-skinned, straight-haired individuals of other ethnicities into the family of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. This is insane. Until we recognize where the last vestiges of the insanity of white worship still lie within our spirits, and then eradicate them completely, we will continue to call ourselves quote-unquote conscious, cultural, revolutionary, African-centered, Afrocentric, while at the same time secretly seek to maintain an intimate connection with those whose phenotype represent the fictional white savior we actually had never let go of. As stated in our work, Kukultuntun, The Ancestral Jurisdiction, there are four major criteria which must be met in order for an individual to be defined as Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit. 1. Our descent from the original Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. 2. Our descent from those who remained in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, to receive the spirits of the Abosom, the goddesses and gods. 3. Our ability through Kanu, Katnut, melanin, to receive and transmit the fullness of that divine energy. And 4. Our incarnation and reincarnation through these families. We must highlight number 2 and number 4. Our descent from those Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who remained in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, to receive the spirits of the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, and our incarnation and reincarnation through these families. First, number 2, our descent from those Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who remained in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, to receive the spirits of the Abosom. No Asians, quote-unquote Native Americans, Indians, nor Europeans, Arabs, white Hispanics, white Latinos, fit this criteria. All of these groups, all of them, are descendant from those individuals who left Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, before the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, entered the families who had remained in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet. Number 4, our incarnation and reincarnation through these families. Every true Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit individual had their first incarnation into the world through one of the families who had remained in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, thereby receiving the spirits of the Abosom, and further, every true Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit, reincarnates through these same families today, incarnation and reincarnation. The whites left Afuraka, Afuraet Kaet before the Abosom entered the families. Their incarnation into the world thus took place away from the families on the continent. Their reincarnations into the world largely take place through their descendants. Yet, even when a white spirit reincarnates through a descendant who has mated with a black individual, and this white spirit is born 40 weeks later into the world as a biracial child, once again, the blood may be mixed, but the soul is not. This is still a spirit of disorder. This new body of Kanu, Katnut, melanin, will not transform this spirit of disorder into a spirit of order. This spirit is a descendant of those who left Afuraka, Afuraet Kaet, millennia before the Abosom entered our families. This is a spirit who, although outwardly biracial, is not capable of harmonizing with the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, connected to their black, quote-unquote, parent. Disorder does not harmonize with order. Disorder is repelled by order. This spirit operating as a biracial individual will always be at odds with their black, quote-unquote, relatives, for they are not of the same spiritual family, and the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou of the black, quote-unquote, relatives will not deal with them under any circumstances. They are related by blood, but their spirits, via reincarnation, are not related at all. These two of the four criteria which determine Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit identity are precisely why the above mentioned list of white individuals can never be Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, and why we must cease the practice of attempting to include them, spirits of disorder, into our families. There is no such thing as a quote-unquote Native American who is not Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit, who is not black. The light or tan-skinned, straight-haired, quote-unquote, Native American is not native to this hemisphere whatsoever. They are migrants and very often were invaders. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut have been in the quote-unquote Western Hemisphere for thousands and thousands of years, millennia before any other group of individuals even existed upon Earth. The common quote-unquote Native American is a migrant from Asia. They came and settled and eventually claimed to be indigenous, which was and is a lie. Our investigative tools of forensic spirituality, our oracular systems, have always borne this truth out. We have always been able to determine who is Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit, and who is not. Who is indigenous, autochthonous, and who is not? Today, through the mapping of the human genome, the whites and their offspring have finally arrived at the same conclusion. They have shown themselves that the so-called quote-unquote Native American is an Asian migrant. This means that the Taino, Arawak, Mexica, Mayan, and various other groups who make up a large percentage of the populations of quote-unquote Latin America are descendants of Asians. The so-called Puerto Rican is primarily of Taino stock, racially. Many have European blood mixture as well. They are Asian migrants, later called Taino quote-unquote Native Americans, who were forced by the Spanish to speak Spanish, become Catholics, and later labeled Puerto Ricans. During the enslavement period, some Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, were forced into labor in this region. While there was some blood mixture, the Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, or blacks in Puerto Rico, are a totally different people, spiritually and physically, than the white, Asian, tan, Taino, Puerto Rican. The same goes for those whites or light-skinned individuals in Cuba, Mexico, Arabia, India, Asia, etc. They are not us, and we are not them. The white Puerto Rican is not your brother or your sister. Only the Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit, who was transported to so-called Puerto Rico, is your brother and your sister. The white Puerto Rican is an Asian. The white or light brown Mexican is an Asian. The white or light brown Cuban is an Asian. They later took on so-called quote-unquote indigenous titles and labels, which falsely defined them as quote-unquote natives of this hemisphere. They, as well as the white or tan Indian or Pakistani, the white Arab, the light-skinned individuals of China, Korea, Japan, all of these are spirits of disorder. They are not us, and we are not them. Because of this reality, it is insane, and thus it is cosmologically impossible for any of these white Puerto Ricans, white Mexicans, white Cubans, as well as Caucasians and other Asians to be involved in any way in any Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religion. Quote unquote Native Americans do not have never had, and will never have deity worship. Only Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, have deity worship. For the deities, the Abosom, the Vodou, the Orisha, the Arusi, the children of Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, only operate through Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, in the human sphere. This is the way it always has been and always will be without exception. You are a fool to accept a white quote-unquote Latino as a Yoruba brother. The Orisha do not deal with them, never have and never will, just as they do not deal with Caucasians, never have and never will. The whites and their offspring, including these Asian migrants who call themselves Hispanic and Latino, can only possess their own deceased relatives. They then pass the spirits of their deceased relatives off as Orisha, and you foolishly accept it. Wake up! They are not Yoruba, and are wholly incapable of functioning within this or any other Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religious tradition. You have an insane lust affair with light skin, straight hair, and the mythological Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha, so you delve into an impotent so-called quote-unquote Native American spirituality. The so-called Native, this migrant Asian, imitated what they witnessed the Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit doing ritually in the past. These imitative acts are now part of their quote-unquote spirituality, yet they are impotent. Just as the Asian migrants imitated the Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut in ancient America and began to build pyramids in ancient America and imitate our rituals without a connection to the forces of nature, so are their descendants doing the same today. You foolishly believe that you are indebted to a white Cuban who is nothing more than an Asian migrant, who poorly imitated an enslaved Yoruba healer. This Asian migrant began to call himself a Yoruba priest and perform pseudo fake initiations to Yoruba deities. You now believe that you must include the Asian migrant as your Yoruba brother, sister, or elder. You are insane. You claim to have rejected the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion as a conscious African, but in reality you never left the building. Deep down you are a willing slave. You still worship a white-skinned, straight-haired pseudo-savior. Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, wake up. The Caucasian and Asian migrants, invaders, are not us and we are not them. Recognize the reality of your identity. Embrace your own clan, your own people fully. Reject the whites and their offspring. The question is often asked, what happened to ancient Kemet and Knesset, ancient Egypt and Nubia? How did they lose their control? You are witnessing the procedure today. Just as the whites and their offspring sought entrance into the priest and priestesshoods of ancient Afuraka, Afurayat Kaet, so are their Caucasian and Asian migrant descendants attempting to invade our religions today. to change and eradicate the color of our religions today, to corrupt the theology and divine ritual practices of our religions today, to use a perversion of our religions to enslave us all over again today. How many of you have given a white Cuban or white Puerto Rican, white Asian migrants, thousands of dollars to be initiated as a priest or priestess into the Yoruba religion? How many of you have foolishly given thousands of dollars to whites who call themselves Yoruba or Voodoo priests in order to get quote-unquote spiritual work done? You have been enslaved all over again. Only the fools accepted the false notion that Caucasians or Asians are capable of practicing Afura Kani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religion in any form, in any manner, and in any way. The time for fools and slaves is over. Afura Kani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religion is for Afura Kanu, Afurite Kaitnut only. Any individual who attempts to convince you otherwise is illegitimate. Eliminate these Caucasian and Asian invaders and their work to pervert Afura Kani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religion for good. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ineye Ma'al Keru Da.